Writing the Perfect Ad Part 2. So this section is pretty complex. There's a lot of information that I really want to share with you as far as writing an ad. So I decided to create a part 2 of this specific section. So in the blueprint, if you turn to page 195, I will go into greater detail on how to create ads, more specific formulated things such as, title, bullet points, description, price, contact, delivery, etc. So make sure you take a look at the actual the blueprint. That way you can, actually see examples and, go into greater detail. But you basically, I'm just going to quickly go through a couple important points that will help you create better ads, which means more money for you. So the first thing is killer headlines capture attention. So what do you include in a headline? Now, when it comes to a headline, you want to include the basics while keeping your Craigslist categories in mind. So for example, certain keywords might be the brand name, the color, the model, and then obviously what the actual item is. But basically what you want to do is think like a reader. So think like you're a buyer on Craigslist, put yourself in their shoes and ask yourself, how will they see these words on their phone or on their tablet or on their computer, So really make sure that you front load your title or your headline. So make sure it's detailed, it's straight to the point, it's clear, and maybe even make it emotionally charged. For example, simply adding words like gorgeous cherry wood coffee table or like beautiful, stunning, so-and-so, emotional, emotion words like that really, help in a lot of instances. Another thing you can possibly add in your headline is free delivery. So let's say you want to create an upsell. Instead of saying something like, I've done both variations. The first variation is you could say something like, we'll deliver for an additional $50. Like let's say if it's a large item and someone can't pick it up and you have like maybe a big car or SUV and you can deliver it, you can put free delivery, or not free delivery, I'm sorry, you can put we'll deliver for $50. The second variation is you can take that $50 and add it to your price. And then instead, just put free delivery. Now, when you put free delivery, you want to make sure you add that in your headline so that it's the first thing people see and it's clear, that's a huge benefit. So you want to really make it clear in your headline. So you can put like in parentheses after the item, like free delivery. And when it comes to eBay, eBay is more flexible on formatting your text. So they'll let you do things like, play around with fonts, make things bold, highlighting and all that. One thing to make sure, you never do in general is never use all caps. Okay. All caps might have worked years and years ago, but in today's day and age, when you see an ad that has all caps, it just means it's just bad news. I mean, it's people immediately get this, reaction, this like spam, this feeling of like it's spam or it's like, it's just annoying and people, tend to naturally skip it or, lose trust when you're using all caps. The other point is, your photos. Okay. There's going to be a separate section on photos, but, I'm going to quickly go over some points on it here just because you can't ever get enough info on this. So you have to have killer pictures. I mean, your photos have to basically, you have to have, knock 'em dead photos. So you want to have many shots, different angles, good lighting, and you want to make sure you capture the product from the best lighting angle, the best light possible, okay? Because the picture is what sells the item, obviously on top of your ad headline and your description. Okay. When it comes to your description, one thing that, one addition you can add to your advertisements that'll never let you down is bullet points. Okay. So bullet points is basically your chance to put down as many features and benefits as possible while keeping them visually pleasing to the eye. And you want to keep the reader going down the list and going down the ad description so they can read the whole thing. Now, bullet points are just, straight to the point and they hit hard. Okay. And you can really sell the product in bullet points. And a lot of times it could just be that one bullet point, that one specific bullet that, the buyer sees or the reader sees and they're like, okay, yeah, I definitely want to buy it. You know, it's a lot of times there's just that one bullet that just sells them on buying it. So really make sure that you, you know, take advantage of using bullets in your, bullet points in your advertisements. And there's more on that in the blueprint on page, 197. Okay. So the next point I want to talk to you is you want to make sure that you have on point descriptions. So you want to make sure that you've got in your description, you're straight up using selling language. Okay. Words that sell, you know, honesty, you know, the specs, basically think like a buyer and answer all the questions you would ask if you were buying. So you want to, you want to cover as many points as possible, such as dimensions, you know, measurements, etc., size, weight, condition. Don't lie about flaws. If it's a like new product with like a big, you know, a defect or a scratch, make sure you put that in the ad. Or if it's used condition, you know, make it clear. You know, a lot of times people, you know, put something like, oh, like used less than 10 times or whatever the case is. Always make sure you're clear about the condition and, you know, try and appeal to the buyer's context. So, you know, maybe you'll put something like, I'm selling this because, you know, it's, I don't have the space right now and I'm trying to downsize, or I'm selling because, et cetera. That way it just kind of gives the buyer, you know, more insight on the situation. It builds more trust and it only helps the sale. Okay. Next point is get emotions involved. Tell a story. You know, a lot of times they say stories sell. So, you know, if you get the buyer's emotions involved, it'll only help the sale. For example, let's say you're selling an old school car, maybe you could be, you know, say something like, obviously you don't want to lie. So assuming it's a true story, you could be like, yeah, my grandpa had owned this for 20 years. He used to drive it back in the day, passed on to my dad and he passed it on to me. And I've been driving it for 5 years now. And now I'm finally looking to sell it. And it was kind of like a family thing. You know, stuff like that, obviously specific to whatever item is. You know, so get emotions involved and tell a story. The next point is, price. Okay. You want to, if you have to, you might have to justify the price. Okay. Meaning if you're selling something for higher than maybe it's quote unquote value, you will have to basically sell the heck out of it and paint that picture for people on why this costs X dollars. For example, the keyboard that I sold in the previous module, I basically at the end of it, is a keyboard that I sold for $600. At the end of it, I said something like, you know, you get what you pay for. And this is a perfect example of that, you know, so that way people are like, you know, they're paying for the value of the item or product. So, next point is your contact details. So you always want to make sure you have a call to action. At the end of any ad, always tell them what to do, okay? So have something like, if interested, call, text, or email me, or, you know, email me at, or text me or call me at, etc. Always have your contact details there just so they have a way of contacting you and, you know, buying the item. And yeah, again, like I mentioned before, if you can or are willing to deliver it, maybe you can add free delivery or will deliver for an extra $50. And that's also a way to, you know, upsell things whenever you get the opportunity. Let's say like you have like a small table that you bought and you have an SUV, you bought it, you took it home. And if you're looking to flip it, if you truly don't have a problem with delivering it to someone, that's an opportunity for you to make even more money on every flip you do. If you just simply add like will deliver for $20 or will deliver for, you know, $40, depending on distance, a lot of people will want to take advantage of that and they're completely willing to pay more to have you bring it to them. So that's another little money-making opportunity you can really take advantage of. And last point, it's pretty general, but make it as easy as possible for people to do business with you. Okay, so don't be complicated. Don't like, you know, go back and forth a lot. Just make it really easy for people to, you know, contact you, talk to you, do business with you, you know, answer questions thoroughly. Don't be complicated. Okay. Just make it an easy, simple, and smooth transaction. Another tip when it comes to creating your ads that really saves you a lot of time and brings in a lot of new insights for you is when you have an item that you want to post up for sale, search for other examples of great ads and, you know, ad descriptions that works. So for example, let's say you have a, like a nice Movado watch that you're looking to sell. Obviously you can Google it and get the description straight from the website, but you can also, and this applies to a lot of items that, you know, maybe are harder to find like actual descriptions to pull from, but you can maybe do something like just Google, you know, Movado watch, Craigslist, you know, with the model number and, you know, really look for other people's ads that are, you know, great examples. And I kind of showed you examples of good and bad ads in the previous module. But, so with that understanding, you can, you know, maybe pull up 5-6 different ads of the same item and pull data and information from each of those ads and then just craft your own awesome killer ad. You know, that's another little tip that saves a lot of time that you should be doing. And, you know, next point is simply just be honest. Okay. In your ads, just be honest, be straightforward. Don't try to sugarcoat things or hide things. The worst thing you can do is be unethical and try to, you know, bullshit people or waste people's time because people, you know, people know, you know, obviously when they see it, but for example, just earlier I got a call on a car that I was selling and the ad had every piece of possible, you know, information that a buyer might ask. Okay. It had complete details, but I got this call from this guy and he asks, is the title clean and under your name? And I'm like, yes, it is. And also my ad clearly said that, but then he made a comment. He's like, you know, super nice guy, but he's just like, yeah, because, you know, someone else like on Craigslist, like said the title was clean, but when he saw, like when he went to meet them, it was like a salvage title. And, that's actually kind of what he asked. He's like, is it a salvage title or is it clean? And I'm like, no, it's clean. So someone else, I guess, lied to him and was like, oh yeah, it's a clean title. But when he got there, he saw that it was a salvage title. So he's just like, well, I don't get why people have to do that. It's like, I'm going to come see it anyway, you know? So there's no reason to lie. It's not going to help you sell it. Okay. So be honest. Don't sell nasty surprises. It just leads to confrontations and just a bad reputation on your part. Okay. And, next point is adapt your language to your market. Okay. Now this depends on what you're selling. And I wouldn't focus too much on this point just yet. You'll kind of develop this over time as you study and, learn about different niches and markets and kind of notice trends, but try and adapt your language to your market. Okay. And always be clear, be specific, be detailed. Like I've been saying, you know, put as much detail as possible. And also, another thing, a bonus tip that helps is simply adding a sense of urgency. Okay. So what I mean by adding a sense of urgency is that you can maybe say something like, must sell by Friday, or, you know, moving sale must go ASAP, or stuff like that. So by doing that, you're basically showing buyers that, or, you know, readers that you're serious and it has to go and you're not fooling around. You want to quickly sell the item. So you'll attract more people who are serious about buying your item.